Welcome to the Abundant Health for You series. I'm Pastor Chick, and our topic today is supplements. Who needs them? Last year, 1 in 250 people died of heart disease. Every 75 seconds, someone dies of cancer. This is up 5% from the previous year. Breast and colon cancers are up 60%. In the United States, 15 million people have arthritis. Of these, 275,000 are juveniles. AIDS is steadily getting worse. Every 7 minutes, someone goes blind. 30% of the population has skin disease. 7 out of 10 men over 40 have prostate problems, many of which develop into cancer. Every year, a higher percentage of the population has diabetes. Most of these conditions are degenerative diseases. This means that the structure of the body is breaking down prematurely. The obvious question is, why? Possibly because there is a lack of nitroglycerin or endomethacin in the bloodstream? Or is there a more obvious and simple explanation? Consider this. If you hire someone to build a bridge, which was supposed to last 50 years, and it only lasted 10 years, what would you suspect the reason was? Of course, you would suspect that either not enough of the correct materials were used to build it, or inferior materials were used in the first place. If your body is breaking down early, it's only logical to look at the raw materials you're putting into your body. And that has to do with nutrition. It is an accepted fact that most Americans do not eat correctly. In a fast-paced society, we have turned to packaged, processed, and refined foods that are high in fats and sugars and low in good nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. It is obvious that those who subsist on such are in need of supplementing their diet with necessary vitamins and minerals in order to have a healthy lifestyle. But what of those who consciously watch what they eat? And there are many. Those who concentrate on eating lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, many of them even in their raw form. Some doctors say that as long as you do this, you will take in all the essential vitamins and minerals and nutrients necessary to be healthy. At one time, this was true. However, it no longer is true. In order to get the same amount of nutrients today, including vitamins and minerals, that you would have consumed in the first half of this century, you would have to consume inordinate, impractical, and even impossible amounts of food. For example, for the amount of manganese that you used to get in 10 green beans, you would have to eat 300 green beans. You have to eat all of 11 bowls of spinach to receive the same amount of copper that you used to get in one bowl of spinach. To receive the same amount of iron in one tomato prior to 1945, you now have to eat 1,938 tomatoes. Can you imagine it? Carrots used to have 10,000 international units of beta-carotene. Now you can find them to have less than 70 international units. Wheat used to be 40% protein. whereas now it is from no protein at all up to about 10%. Even those who are health conscious and try to eat right are often nutrient deficient in these days. In fact, the 74th Congressional Record states that 99% of Americans are deficient in minerals. What has happened? Well, most of the nutritionally deficient food can be traced back to the use of artificial fertilizers on the farmland. The human body requires about 90 nutrients in order to be healthy. It needs somewhere around 60 minerals in varying amounts, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. Years ago, we could get most of these from the plants we ate. But modern farming methods take out 60 minerals and replenish only 3 to 5 minerals. It takes 5 to 10 years for the soil to be exhausted, except for those 3 to 5 minerals that they put back in through the artificial means. If the soil doesn't have the nutrients, then the plants that we eat do not have the nutrients. Add to this the increasing amount of pesticides, toxins, and pollution in our environment, all of which require even greater amounts of nutrients in the body for detoxification purposes, and a real problem becomes evident. There are only 2 solutions as we see it. One is to eat totally natural and organic foods. Realistically, how many of us can do this? Yes, some of us have gardening skills. Some of us can do organic gardening. And those of us that do that are very blessed. But the average American, the average person on the street is not going to be able to garden in this way. And besides that, how can we trust that the foods labeled organic are really organic? And by the time we get the food that's certified organic in the grocery stores, how many nutrients are left? We are posed with a problem here. But the other solution is nutritional supplementation. Many of the nutritional supplements on the market today are also in a form that cannot be used by our bodies, metallic minerals being case in point. Some vitamins are mere fractions of the whole vitamin complex. Some are totally synthetic and can actually cause adverse reactions and bodily imbalances. You may have to do some research to find a company that maintains a standard that is acceptable. And you will have to study nutrition to a degree to find out exactly what you need. The value to your body is well worth the small effort required to find the supplements and use them. Once again, it comes right back to the basics. You cannot build property if you do not have the materials to build it with. A body that is not supplied in some way with the necessary vitamins, minerals, and nutrients is weaker and is more susceptible to disease. Those who wish to protect themselves from the ravages of degenerative diseases must make an active effort to see that their bodies are supplied with these valuable nutrients. Who needs supplements? I do, and so do you. good day.